from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we welcome you back here to Charlotte, the ACC kickoff, part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. And Joe and Dave, I have a special guest in front of me here.
Who could that be?
He just got back from Vegas, Joe. A little summer league scouting action. John Crotty is here with us.
All right, you're talking about TV analyst for the Miami Heat, John Crotty.
That's right.
John,
that's
how you doing, buddy?
Joe, I miss you, man. I said, where is he? He's, I mean, back. You got your feet up on the couch at home right now?
Honestly, man? I got my 90-year-old dad back here for the first time. I got him back here for me for a little while. Spending some time there, but yeah, I just can't, and you know, I can't stay out late anymore. I have a few beers and I go to bed early.
Yeah, hey, you were nodding off in your suit.
I walked in from South Beach, don't believe that.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to tell you, man, I started the show this morning. I go, okay, I'm guilty. I watched a little bit of that Summer League Championship game last night. I know they can't, so I came in, I go, I got good news and bad news. Obviously, outside of being a first or second round pick, because they both look really good, they've got some good looking players. But John, we got most of those positions taken. How's this going to work? Head to our G League team, or what are you thinking?
I mean, look, I think first of all, just the needs that I think the team addressed were great. You know, the first round pick, Khalil Ware, is a bouncy, long, athletic guy, and we were, you know, at times undersized, and this guy gives you a huge size and great athleticism to support Bam, and he's made a huge impact out there. He can get better.
Can he play
the Heat's development program?
Can you? Day one, can he come in and get 20 minutes?
I don't know about that. I think he'll have to work into that role, and the reason why I say that is you tend to want to have a shooter with Bam, who can spread the floor all the way out to three, even though Bam can make threes, and Ware shown that he has that range, but I don't know if he's consistent enough to do that. But he's a guy that I think you throw in there. You know, I was telling Hollywood here, you know, he's a guy you throw a lob, anything around the rim, and he goes and gets it and slams it home. He's making a lot of athletic plays. He's a shot-blocking threat. We've been one of the lowest shot-blocking teams in the entire association, despite being so good defensively. What if you inject a guy like that in there? So I think down the road, even this year, I think he absolutely could be impactful.
Hey, John, that summer league ring must be coming to you pretty soon, right? The championship.
It's smaller. It's a smaller, one, but it's still.
Yeah. Would you know?
I'll take it.
Me too.
Hey, who's the player across the league everybody was talking about at summer league? Who elevated their name the most on any team?
You know what? That's a great question. This summer league, to me, there wasn't the big, you know, Victor Wembanyama type name. It was a lot of different guys stepping up. I think everyone was really impressed with the Heat's overall depth, meaning the amount of guys that were impactful, not just, you know, Ware, but also Larson. What Josh Christopher's done, again, not from a draft pick perspective, but just these are some guys. He was a first round draft pick, you know, and he's kind of playing his way back into the league. This guy, Keshawn Johnson, what he's been able to do with Miami. So I think people have been very impressed with what Miami's been able to do with also signing some of the two-way guys that they've signed. So You know, that really is what stood out to me.
All right, John, so I got to get down to the dirty world of talk radio. People pissed in the Eastern Conference that we haven't made. We've seen everybody make or try to make a splash and seen Paul George go to Philadelphia. You know the deal on everybody. Yeah. The Knicks have tried to be aggressive and putting the whole Villanova team back together. I'm just curious what your thoughts on bringing – it sounds like, and they pretty much said it, hey, we added Rozier. That's kind of our free agent guy. We want to get everybody healthy, play more games, and we like our chances. What do you say to people that are going, yeah, I don't know if that's enough?
Well, I like what you know, I still call him Coach Pat Riley said with just health. Right. I mean, if guys can come back in and play more games, you know, we win one more game last year, Joe, in the regular season, and we're put into a level where we could have got to the next round. And it's one game. People say, oh, the regular season doesn't matter. You win two or three games. You have a healthier Jimmy Butler. You have a healthier Tyler Hero. All of a sudden you're in the sixth seed and you get a much better draw. You're not facing the Celtics in the first round, and you get a little bit of momentum and amazing things can happen. You got to give this the Heat management and ownership so much credit for the consistency, the decision-making to be competitive, you know, to go to the finals in two of the last 4 years, another kind of conference final in there too. You know, so much development with the team. It's really tough right now with what's going on with the salary cap and the tax aprons and stuff. It's getting much more punitive. We just saw that with the Clippers having to let Paul George go. So I think what you're looking at is you're looking at development on the interior. You're looking at guys trying to be more healthy so that they can get out there and play. And I just – look, everyone wants to see the big splash. It just doesn't always work out that way. You have to pick your moments and be aggressive when it does come up and the right situation arises.
Look at what Pat Riley's done to everybody. All those moves through the years. Look at what he's created. Everybody's like, well, I know, but that's the one team we can count on is the Heat, damn it.
Speaking of one of the moves, LeBron James now carrying the flag for the Olympic team. That kind of nice gesture. What do you think, John? Are you on board with LeBron bringing in the flag?
I think it's great. I really do. What a nice tribute for him, and that's a big deal, obviously, and what a crowning way to finish, you know, his Olympic experience up. Although it was looking a little touch and go the other night against South Sudan, wasn't it? I mean,
and then last night against Germany.
But he takes over the games. He's damn near 40 years old. He's taking over the games. All those great players, and he's like, all right, get out of the way. Yeah. I'll make the three. I'll block the shot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable the last couple games.
Might be a little lack of interest playing South Sudan, I would think.
I don't know. They must have some damn good players because they're hanging right there to the very end with a chance. The last two games, Germany as well had a chance to win.
Yeah. Right. Well, it shows you again, you know, you can't just, as talented as the U.S. is, these other teams that are over the, you know, the last 4 years are playing regularly together in the summer, developing some chemistry, you know, and a lot of them have NBA experience and are playing here in the U.S. in some capacity. So, you know, the rest of the world's caught up in a big way. Look at the players that are regularly the MVP candidates here in the U.S., right, in the NBA. You know, when you look at a Joel Embiid from the Cameroon, you know, Jokic, you know, Antetokounmpo. These are Luka Doncic. I mean, these are all guys that are getting it done and coming from abroad.
Hey, so I got to ask you a question. I was thinking of Jim Phillips, who we all like, and I know you're a big fan of Jim Phillips, who the ACC commissioner. He was. I loved it yesterday. I came in this morning. I said, "Man, what he had to say to everybody. It was nice. It was polite. I don't want to fight with anybody that might be suing us to break us up, but I'm going to fight you the whole way. I'm not giving up." I loved it. He was a little feisty, but he said, "But you're our partners. We're not going to be disrespectful to you, but we're not going to take it." Man. I know everybody's mad about the money. And $20 million difference with the Big Ten SEC to the ACC, I understand. But, man, I sure would like to see this conference just stay together and just get better and see Florida State and Clemson and Miami all really good 1 year with some support from some other schools, the Virginias and the North Carolinas, and let's see what happens. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, it's a great thing. I think everyone was waiting to hear what he was going to say about that. I loved his response, too. I thought he just, you know, he showed some grit there with what he said. And he also just said, the thing I like that he said, too, he goes, look, we're not holding grudges against these teams. We, you know, we want the student-athletes there to get the best experience they can. And, you know, look, they're looking for any kind of revenue enhancement. I think they can. I really liked, I don't know if you, I'm sure you caught this, too, where they talked about, look, they're going to start rewarding the teams that are finishing higher, which I think is great. So there is incentive. If you're putting money into your program, you're going to get a higher payout on the distribution if you're winning and finishing at a higher level. So that does create some incentive there. So I like that that's being done, and that, you know, look, he's trying to find, you know, different compromising positions, I'm sure. But there's only so much you can do when your TV contract's locked in the way it is.
Yep, for a long time. Long time, yeah. like it or not. And the SEC and Big Ten are, boy, they took advantage of it and set themselves up. So, John, when you go up there, I know, besides get those free dinners and stuff and get to bond with that whole conference that you were a big part of, like, what?
Come on, that's important.
I started to be a real smart ass to you, man. I'm not going to do it.
Of course.
Hey, when you guys are up there, what's the number one goal? I'm always curious when you got that orange jacket and you guys are up there for these different conferences.
Yeah, a lot of it's just networking with different people. We had a dinner last night. We obviously had a great reception area where you get to see a lot of the bowl personnel, some of the other bowls, and kind of compare notes on what they're seeing and what's going on. Some of the ACC people that we get to talk to on a regular basis who really support the commissioner, who are great people. And then we had dinner with a couple of guys who are really forward-thinking and consultants, if you will, who've been involved in some of those in the back room, if you will, of some of the you know, things that are going on, and just trying to hear from them, you know, where they see the direction of everything going, and you know, with the new 12 team playoff format coming this year, it's exciting. We're excited to have a semifinal game. We got an amazing tradition with the Orange Bowl being the second oldest bowl, and just driving so much, you know, of the positive vibe in the economy, and also the youth sports that we do. So, you know, we're just doing whatever we can to try to continue to keep the Orange Bowl out there and make the brand as relevant as possible.
John, it's always great talking to you, my man. Thank you. And during basketball season, you're always great about coming on. We appreciate that as well. And can't wait to see what that's going to look like and get Jimmy Butler into hopefully 70 games or close to it, and see what happens, that if we can do that. Because that was a message, yep, right? That was a Pat Riley message. Need everybody to play a little bit more. I don't mind paying money. Just give me some more games, and let's make this regular season. Like you said, hell, you're a handful of games from being a second seed with the Knicks.
Right.
Crazy numbers.
I think so, Joe. I think so. You know, just continue to get that consistent approach and of getting people out there. And look, as hard as this team plays, and with a coach of the quality of Coach Spoelstra, when you give him the weapons on a consistent basis, you know, you're going to get a great result. It's amazing what he's been able to do with, you know, at times a roster where some of your top guys are out, and we're still competing and beating the best in the league.
Yeah, we don't know what it's like to see a starting five play together for a few games. That'd be impressive to see. John, thank you. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, John Crotty, a Orange Bowl member.
What do they wear with those orange jackets? I never got one.
Did they try to get you?
No. But what can you match with an orange khaki?
I think you wear anything.
That's it.
Have you seen the Dolphin alumni jacket?
Yes.
That's a hard match.
Yeah, that's a hard match too.
That's white. Just go white too. Although guys get creative. Nobody says anything. If you live down here now, you can go different colors. Nobody says a word. Because I'll see stuff on guys and I'll say, I got to ask you, man. Or I look at my wife and go, does that match up? Because I don't know. I can't match.
It doesn't matter. You're just going to be going out with a bunch of other guys in aqua jackets, right?
Well, but I got white shirts. I still got the old NBC white long sleeve shirts. And they
probably still are starched from your days on TV, right?
Oh, I know. I want to apologize for everybody who had to watch that show for whatever it was. Hey, We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. But first, before we do, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. You know what I really want to do this morning? I don't get a chance to do it. I want to thank Atlantic Men's Clinic for what happened 6 months ago. And I got to be honest, man, I did not want to go. I did not want to go visit you. I did not want to hear what the problem was with low T and ED. I didn't know if I wanted to tell you the truth. It was that kind of situation. You know, when you have it, you don't know outside of your partner. When your sex drive's gone, you realize that something's not right. But, you know, sit down and they explained everything I'm going through, and explained it happens to every man sooner or later. So every guy that laughs at me when I say I got ED and low T or had it, they're, oh, man, you're going to get it someday too, man. Maybe in your 40s, maybe in your 50s, probably in your 60s, for sure in your 70s. You're going to have ED and low T. Low T, tired all the time, moody all the time, don't feel like doing anything. Your drive for anything is gone. And usually sex drive is right there with it, and all of a sudden things aren't working at home, if you know what I mean, in the bedroom. Got some problems. Well, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. And nobody does it better, more professional, with better people than Atlantic Men's Clinic. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider and a T and a PSA test, and medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. Great people working there. Call them today. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one.
Let's get you to a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Tua, how are we looking today?
The market is the market.
Excellent. And as far as stocks go, by the way, the Dave Hyde brokerage office is giving us a strong buy on CrowdStrike Holdings.
There we go.
Strong buy recommendation.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait, it's going to drop a little more today, I think. Then you okay. Then you swoop in.
I think Dave does his own stuff. I swear to God. I think. And didn't you tell me you do your own stuff?
Yeah, I do some stuff, yeah.
How do you have time to do you live and die with it every day too as it goes up and down?
No, I don't. Yeah, a little living, a little dying.
Just moral victories.
Oh man.
Small steps.
Not me. Everything I decide to do on my own, or somebody that one of my buddies that tells me I got to do it cuz he's in it. It just hasn't worked out very well, without saying names. Hey, so anyway, Woody, I want to ask you guys this question right now. First of all, good job by you, Woody.
Good. That was a good one.
Woody, good job, by the way, of not of getting that done, by the way, up there and not knowing it was coming. So good job by you. It was a good job. You have anything to say, or are you just going to?
He's taking the compliment.
I'm listening to you. I mean, it's the rare Joe Rose compliment. I mean, usually
you did a good job. There's no snow. There's no. I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not into sarcasm today. Hey, I want to ask you a question. We got to get back on the other one, and so we just heard that they're going to be practicing. There are going to be some guys available today that will talk. Some of their best players will talk and about the upcoming year. One of the questions going to pop up, is this team as good as last year's team? And that's what you do at the beginning of the season. I don't think they're quite as good for one reason, because I just told you, the two defensive ends.
If they're healthy, though, let's say midseason they're healthy, just for this conversation. We don't know what's going to happen here. But let's say they're healthy now. Are they a better
team? That team's better or as good if those two are 100% in October.
I don't feel
that. That's all right. I'm not.
Losing Wilkins off the defensive line.
Loss. Huge loss.
Losing their most physical offensive lineman. And where did I think they had problems last year at the end was controlling both lines. And then you throw in things like they lost two of their three safeties, and they brought in a couple guys with older guys with questions. And, you know, I'm just not sure how this my concern would
Dave,
be how the roster holds up.
I don't think overall the safety play was good enough last year. We talk a little bit. The safety numbers, I mean, maybe it was Vic's system You can look at the numbers. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Outside of a interception for a 99-yard, which is a huge play against the Jets, from Javon Holland, the safety play didn't do much for me.
I thought Javon Holland needs to make more. I thought he would make more plays last year. I think
that's the only thing. He ranks, I saw the other day, Pro Football Focus had him like the sixth best safety, and maybe he is. He's a good tackler. He can run. He can cover. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like people go, well, what do you want him to look like? And I go, well, I can tell you one guy that stuffed a stat sheet, those guys that play safety for the Baltimore Ravens, who had a really good team as well. I just think he's got that kind of talent, Javon. Now, he was hurt and didn't play at the end of the year, and that didn't help. And that doesn't help, by the way, when you miss the games at the end, all crucial big games. You look at that, right? You didn't have him. Hey, man, that's when we need you. Jimmy Butler, we need you, man. It's big. But to get back to your thing, to your point, I think the team, even the veterans, they picked up some good veterans. The guy you can't replace, to me, Calais is 37. And I have this Omar always hits me with this. Calais is 37.
Yes, I'm with you.
He is not he's Christian Wilkins. He goes, but he, I know he's got 105 sacks, and I'm glad we have him. But how much and how hard are you going to play a 37, 38-year-old guy?
Well, and where are you going to be in December and January? Obviously, they're smart. They'll manage him, and the defensive coordinator had him in Baltimore, so they know each other well in the system, fit and character, all that. He's off the charts, but he's 37.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's my question with the team. They got a lot of players, a lot of veterans this year, but it's an older roster. And how it holds up. And
so to me, it's skill positions offensively, better at tight end,
yes,
running back, and wide receiver.
Yes. Jonnu Smith to me is a guy I'm just interested to see, because they didn't have a tight end receiving last year. No touchdowns, as you have
Can't
mentioned
have
many times.
Yeah.
And now they have a guy who can bring, you know, what I call plan B.
They have not had an Odell Beckham Jr.
As a third receiver. And he's not Odell Beckham
no,
Jr.
No, he's not the same guy. But he didn't run that way.
But as a third receiver, for the money, a great signing. So, yeah, to me, they have a plan B now. Plan A, Waddle and Tyreek Hill, obviously, and Mostert. But now they have a plan B to go to a second-tier level of talent.
And in honor of the Olympics, you add another track guy in Jalen Wright, who was a young track guy himself. So you just added more speed.
Look, I love the speed, but when's the speed team won big? And I'm not saying it can't be done, and I'm fascinated what McDaniel's done. And
fun to watch most of the time.
A lot of fun to watch.
That's a very selfish comment by me. Fun to watch.
Well,
like, fun is not what
we're
trying to get to.
That's no. It's very entertaining on their good days, right? And the question is, can you win that way in January? You know, can you win the physical games or do you lose? I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm interested to see it play out.
What I'm not interested in, and I think it's fair, it's just such an old topic. There are certain things in your life, your wife will go to say something and go, I don't want to talk. I really don't want to talk about it. Or I'll say something to her and she'll go, I'm tired of this.
It's a presidential election to me right now. I'm tired.
Yeah, no, already. Done. The offensive line. I get it.
Oh,
I
agree.
Like, we talked about it so long. Teron, if Teron can't, you know, how many games you want to get out of Teron? What's a realistic number? Because he doesn't play 17 games. Yeah, he hasn't forever.
I mean, 13.
How about 14?
Over under 13?
I was going to take 14. I'm a little bit of a pig.
Over,
he misses three.
Yeah.
And you got Kendall Lamb, who did a nice, nice job. Nice job last year. Isaiah Wynn got hurt early. You lost him for a lot of games. And he's really good, but I'm glad we got him back. But now you've got to.
But he's hurt every year. I mean, that's why New England.
Yeah,
got
nobody
rid of
should.
Him.
That's
so
exactly
let's,
right.
Let's not. If he gets hurt this year, it's not a surprise.
So
the surprise would be if he stays healthy all year.
So Robert Hunt, who you talked
big
about,
loss, big
he
loss.
Missed. He played. Missed half the season.
Yeah,
last
he did.
Year.
He did.
All those guys played half the season, and they still did a pretty damn good job.
They didn't lose because of the offensive line. And now, in part, that's the offense. The passing game set up to get
rid of the ball real quick. And then from that, then, you got to give Mike a little credit because I hear that. Well, it's not the offensive line.
Yeah.
Mike knows what he's got. He knows what he's got. He's got a good feel on how he knows what Tua does best. He's not asking Tua to do anything he can't do. You know, he's not. So it's a good question, though. This team, it's pretty damn close, though, if you get your two guys on the outside back.
Here's the question. Did they get closer to Buffalo? Because that's really all that matters. That's the number one question of the season. And you've talked about they got to win the division, which would lead to a home field playoff.
And gives you the best chance to win a game.
Yes. And so did they get closer to Buffalo? And probably so, because Buffalo lost something. At least at receiver, they lost something.
Lost some 1 and 2 receivers. But let me just say this. The key to them is the guy that won the last 6 games for them. They were 6-6, and they won their next 6 games.
He picked the team up and carried it. And
whatever you think. I know he turned the ball over 21 times last year. Fumbled and interceptions, 21. But he had 44 touchdowns. He ran for 15 on top of 29 touchdown passes. They cut back on throwing the ball, and he goes, all right, hey, excuse me, but I'm going back that old style. I know you're paying me a lot of money now, but I'm going to do a lot more running.
When they played in December, he had like 50-something rushing first downs on the season.
He's a big, strong dude, man.
That is
jumps,
just stunning.
Leaps. I know I sit up there and I go, man, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to take a shot. Somebody's going to get him. You're talking about the best tacklers in the world. Somebody's going to pop him. They know he doesn't slide very much.
His career problem is Patrick Mahomes is playing. Every season for him comes up against
Joe. He got Joe
Mahomes.
Burrow, too.
And Joe Burrow, right. and Lamar Jackson, you know, Lamar Jackson's no slouch either, although he hasn't got over that hump either.
No. Lamar just got Mahomes, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's been Mahomes in that group now. They've officially, he's gotten them all.
Burrow's the only one who put it back to him and went to the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. Let me talk about third team real quickly. Aaron Rodgers. This 40 years old.
They're going to be a disaster. The Jets will be a disaster. That's my prediction for this year. Hassan Reddick just announced, I'm looking at the TV behind you, that he's not going to come to practice until he gets a contract signed.
That's the new thing. Not coming to practice, not even showing up.
He's not showing up. And
same problem.
You talk about an awful front office move. They lost a good pass rusher to Philadelphia, and they traded for Hassan Reddick, who Philadelphia is getting rid of because they know he needs a new contract. He wants a new contract. He's going to be unhappy.
I thought the Jets had something worked out with them
Why would you not? You don't make that trade unless you got some agreement. And meanwhile,
there's only one question for them because their defense is legit. Yeah, that defense. Nothing against our defense or Buffalo Bills defense. The best defense is that one in New York. It is really good at every level. And it was pretty healthy last year, too. But the offense and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of guys. They got offensive line. Look at the history of those guys. All banged up dudes that have missed a lot of games. And they went out and got another wide receiver. Went healthy. Great for the Chargers, but injured a lot. Interesting.
They're an if team. If they had no offense last year
and won 7.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll be a disaster. They're
you do?
Yeah. To me, they're the team that should have. They're on such a year to year basis because of Aaron Rodgers and some of the other decisions. They should have hired Bill Belichick. They should have gone out and said, "We're bringing in Belichick. We'll win right now. Either we'll win or we'll fall apart, but it's going to be right now."
Here's the problem you have with Bill Belichick for every team, because teams, a lot of guys are insecure. I find out a lot of people in football
the front office doesn't want him.
They don't want him because he does everything.
He's going to take their job.
Hell no, this guy. I ain't great with president. Oh hell no, he ain't great with GMs. He wants to be the GM.
But if you're the owner of the Jets, do you want Robert Saleh or Bill Belichick leading this team that's got to win right now?
I heard Aaron Rodgers' comment. I thought he took a half a shot. You know, when he's like saying this mini camp thing's a joke. I went to 10 OTAs, and all you did was change the title of one, and I was there. And, you know, he just went to Egypt, like, for a vacation.
Right.
That he had nothing important. But he justifies everything because that's what Aaron Rodgers. They're letting him, man. They're letting him do what he wants because they are so desperate for a quarterback.
I would have loved to cover Aaron Rodgers because, yes, he's such a personality and interesting, but...
Oh, I thought you wanted to find out more about the Independent Party or something. I wasn't sure.
No, and the UFOs. And he talks about UFOs.
Conspiracy. Too. Big conspiracy guy.
Yes.
Said, you're all stupid out there if you don't believe.
Yeah. If you don't believe what I believe, you're all stupid.
Yeah.
He's one of those. So I would have loved to cover him because...
Always the smartest man. Smartest man at Berkeley.
That's the scary thing.
No, sure. No question.
I wouldn't want to turn my franchise over to him at age 40, 41 right now.
I can tell you one thing, though.
Age 37, I might have.
He can throw it. He can throw it.
Can he still, though? We don't know.
He can still throw it.
We don't know.
It's that Achilles. Not that. That arm's just fine. That arm's not giving him a problem.
He wasn't great his last year in Green Bay. And now we're 2 years removed
from that. I'm going to remember this conversation.
Okay, you remember. That's my pick to be the disaster of the year. He's usually a good pick, right? The Jets are usually a good – historically, they don't really overcome a lot.
Man, I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be the last playoff position hitting the road to play a number two seed. I don't want to do that. All right, we got to go to break. We'll come back. Dave High with us and Trevor in the back. We'll be right back.
Joe, I am in Charlotte at the ACC kickoff. The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour is presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Can I give you a little bit of a teaser for tomorrow? Would you be okay with that?
I love teasers. Don't tease me, bro.
All right, so joining us in person here on the show tomorrow, we will have Mario Cristobal. We will have Cam Ward. We will have Jalen Rivers. And we will have Kiko Maui-Noah. How's that for tomorrow? You all right with that?
That's a good start. I was actually surprised all three of those guys came back. I thought they were all turning pro. Maui-Noah had seven and a half
Mario
sacks.
Cristobal, you're expecting
played great. Jalen Rivers, I was shocked, played really well, and he's coming back. I didn't see that coming. And Cam Ward was going to turn pro and change his mind.
You think NIL money is making people second-guess going to the pros right now? I think a lot of guys are staying because they're getting that guaranteed money. It's great for the college game. How's that? How
about
that?
You're probably right. There's no question that's had something to do with it. Woody's loving it because he's been telling me this. I had no idea because I used to go, it's not going to just be about the money. It's going to be about going to the best program. And he goes, it's the money.
Come on. Number one thing is money. And then, right? I mean, let's face it, the money they're talking, that's life-changing money. I mean, we talk about a pro signing a second contract, and they end up, well, now I set my family up. Well, they were set up before that for practical purposes, right? But for these kids, getting 6 to 7 figures, that's life-changing money.
Can you imagine, even if you got $200,000 or $300,000 only, those guys are going to buy a new car. I mean, literally, I'll just pay cash. Right, giving money at home. How many football players are making more money than their parents? It's crazy. Didn't have to wait for the pros either, Dad.
I liked hearing that some are going to your stockbroker though. And
that was the best story when I got the call, and I think I told the story once before. I forget what I said here because I got to be careful sometimes. But he goes, yeah. He goes, so we were talking about NIL because he's a big sports fan. He said, you're not going to believe it. Some guys, because his son played football down here, he said, he got a call because they know him and trust him. Said guys had transferred from one school to the next and with it got a big bump in NIL money and said, hey, not every guy wants to spend it all. A lot of these guys getting smarter and said, hey, I'd like to invest it. Could you start with this amount of money? And he goes, of course, because you play well here. Next level, you keeps going, you know. Amazing. Yeah, the NIL money for a lot of players is bigger right now than you'll make on the practice squad for an NFL team.
The opposite story of that and financially is Kader Kohou, when he came to the Dolphins, undrafted free agent, Division II, he's the only player I've heard who had student loans. I was talking to him. He has to pay off student loans. And I'm sure he's paid it off by now, but this was when he was a rookie and I was talking
to him. So they have an incentive program, the league does, for outplaying by a lot from your base salary. I think 2 years in a row, he almost doubled his salary from playing time, that being a starter basically for 2 years. So, and we hope he, you know, has a good, played well his first year and didn't play great last year.
Yeah, and the question is that system, is it him, is what is it? So maybe year three will be the answer in that.
I am really curious. Listen, we know now, not every guy. I talked to Zach Seeler for a long time. He had no problems with Vic Fangio, just talking at an event I did with him. But some of the guys openly are really good players on the team, did not like him. They had suggestions. He's not a suggest-something guy. Like, hey, do you mind, I'd like to take this guy all over the field. No, I want you to stay on that side. We're going to zone up. I don't need you to just do it over there. Or an idea for, hey, can I get more involved? I want to cover this guy. No, you'll just play center field. So those guys, you know, when you get to be where you're confident and you think you're one of the best players and a coach tells you, I know what I'm doing, thanks, though, and get back over there. So a lot, some of those guys didn't like him. It is important, right, that you got to listen. You got to listen to these guys.
And well, it's important on this team, I think, in part because
that's the message from the head coach.
Exactly. Yeah. And to me, Vic Fangio's one of the top defensive coordinators in the league, and his results showed that last year. Very good results. You can't argue with the results. Can you, Joe?
No, I wasn't going to argue with you. Yeah, he had a lot of great numbers.
And so, but it was always an odd couple because of Mike McDaniel, how inclusive he is in his apparent, at least he seems to be in his thoughts, how he works with the players and everything. And then you have this old school, just from how they dressed in practice, where Mike's wearing the sweat, those, you know, no socks and sneak, you know, flashy sneakers, the Rolex watch or whatever. I forget what kind of watch he wears. And then you have Vic Fangio in his sweatshirt and ball cap and looking like the old school. I mean, it was everything from appearance to how they went about their business was different. And I think if you're a defensive player and you're seeing the offensive guys, you know, going with ideas and all this, and you're getting nowhere, it probably rubbed them the wrong way.
So I know another thing is those guys like to have a little fun with the coach where you can give them a hard time, you know, a little bit. Vic didn't play that. That was the part I was going to tell you and I forgot. Vic didn't play that, he had a girlfriend, right? I think he's divorced and has the girlfriend now. And he all that stuff was, he had a lot of out-of-bounds stuff that he didn't want to play with. He'd have been terrible for me. Because I used to, you know, like to have fun. And coach, what are you guys doing with all that money, man? Where are you investing? What are you doing? You know, and give a hard time. And they could give you a hard time. Hey, you settled down yet? No, not yet. You know, and you could, but he didn't want to play.
Well, it's interesting.
He just wanted to be, he wanted his relationship with his players to be football, period.
As soon as he left, the idea from Mike McDaniel, the new defensive coordinator, was Jalen Ramsey's going to be moving around the field, right? And so there was issue number one. Let's see how that goes. Let's see. And Jalen Ramsey's a talent, no question about that.
Oh, I want Jalen Ramsey cover. The fact that he wants to, like, he's the number one guy, I want to cover CeeDee Lamb. I don't want him in the slot where he can run across and run for a touchdown. Let me take him.
Well, let's see. I'm curious to see how this plays out now. Okay, we have new ideas, and this is what the players want, and we'll see how it goes.
Anthony Weaver said, "I'm going to coach him hard, and I'm going to love him and hug him hard." Right?
And that fits exactly with
You can coach him, but you're going to get at the end of the day, I'm going to pat you on the back and tell you, hey, you're doing a good job. I know it's, you know, got after it a little bit today, but. You know, I wanted to let you know. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be interesting to watch. It will. It's a big year for everybody, man. It really is. I'm not saying who's on the hot seat because I don't believe Chris Greer is on the hot seat for people that get on Chris. I don't. I don't think he's on any kind
general manager
seat.
For life.
He's just going to point to his talent, and he'll say, I got a lot of talent through trades and drafts. I've done a good job.
Wait a second. We spent much of the morning saying Tua's got to answer questions. We don't see it. And this was the number one call he made. So he's not on the hot seat for don't come at me with I'm saying Tua's not working out.
No, I'm not going to do that. I had another side I was going to go to.
My point is, yes, he has another step to go if he's going to be that guy. But
my take back to you would be, Chris is going to go, hey, I check with Tom, I check with Stephen Ross.
That's been being said for the last
check
20
with
years.
Other guys. And, this
so
is
general
what,
manager for
this
life.
This is then. What we decided that we wanted to do as an organization.
Well, I want a general manager who's going to pound the table and say, that, especially at quarterback, say, this is the guy who's going to win. And I assume.
You know, it's funny. Every time you say that, I think of Jeff Ireland.
I was told, all the guys who were fired.
No. I think of Jeff Ireland. So they had all the scouts and all the coaches, and Mr. Ross was there. And it was right before the draft. He goes, all right. So he goes, hey, guys. And Jeff stood up, you know, and there's Mr. Ross. And he says, hey, we're going to make a move. We're going to get about Deion, who ended up being one of the great busts in the history of this franchise, right there at the top. Hard to beat. Didn't even play games. Was always suspended or out or had mental – I mean, literally, this mental illness thing, he was in the middle of it, right? Nobody did background checks to find out his problems in Oregon, and they blamed the head coach at Oregon. Then they went back to find out in high school. And so, big, tall guy, looked the part. Big, tall, could run, long, lengthy. And he stood up and he had the scouts go, great, this is our guy, Mr. Ross, this is our guy. And he went around. I mean, he really sold it. Like, I gave up a second-round pick. We got the, third overall pick, and here's what we're taking. The first defensive player in the draft, you're going to love him out of Oregon. That's how you get fired.
Well, when you're wrong.
And when that's how you get
Chris
fired.
Chris is much smarter than that, right. But that's what I want. I want a guy who is going to stand by the pick, say, this is my guy. And Chris did that with the safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Only one there I can really.
And he was right about him.
He was completely right until he let Brian Flores trade him. Another topic.
I know. We go from one to the other one. Yeah, and by the way, we let one of the best left tackles in football go, who should still be our left tackle. Laremy Tunsil is a stud. He just plays for the Texans, and we got all those draft picks. Hey, man, we're out of time here. Dave, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming in.
Fun seeing you again, Joe.
Always fun to get going here. Trev, thank you. And to Woody up in Charlotte, thank you. We are out of time. Have a great day. Tomorrow morning we'll be talking Dolphins football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.